views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, author of The Enchanted Self, A Positive Therapy, about happiness and the joy of getting in touch with who we really are. But first, I want to start with our healing meditation that we do at the beginning of each show. And this week, where I would like for us to focus sending our healing energy and love is to spiritual seekers, those of us who are on a spiritual path and maybe are hitting some bumps in the road. I had a great guest on yesterday who talked about how being on this spiritual journey can be kind of like being on a roller coaster. So let's send love and healing energy to anyone who is on a spiritual path and maybe struggling a little bit right now. So let's begin. Take a deep breath in. One more deep breath in and release it just to anchor that in. And thank you for sharing that. So I'm finally starting to get into a routine. Earlier this week, it had been, I guess on the 29th, it had been 2 months since I moved. And it really took me a long time to start feeling like I was back into my routine. And I'm kind of starting to feel a little bit like it's related to the seasons too, with fall. Fall is, for me anyway, it's more of an internal time because weather-wise, frequently we don't want to be outside. But I also think it's a great time for us to kind of turn inward and do a lot of our inner work during that kind of hibernation time of fall and winter. So I know I've been finding myself doing that more. And I'm starting to feel really a lot more, what's the word that I want, kind of balanced, because I am starting to have more of a routine in my life too. But one thing that has not been a routine, I began a 10-week class last week, and on the first night, I'd already decided that it really wasn't for me. And I'm getting a lot better at using my freedom of choice and not feeling like I have to do something just because I signed up for it if it doesn't really feel right to me. And during this show's light bulb moment towards the end of the show, I'll talk more about knowing when it's time to quit and when it's not time to quit, when it's time to stick with something. So stay tuned for that later in the show. I also want to remind you, you can sign up for the radio show newsletter. You'll get notifications about every show that's coming up and reminders as they're coming up. And also that all of the shows are getting posted to Blog Talk Radio. And there it's also called The Laura Longley Show. And at Blog Talk Radio, you can subscribe so that it'll automatically send you notifications when new shows are posted. Well, today's guest, Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, has been waiting while I go through these announcements. So let me introduce her to you. Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein is an internationally known positive psychologist in private practice. In the course of working with clients, she originated the idea of the Enchanted Self, a positive psychology therapy in which she teaches people how to recognize and utilize their strengths, talents, skills, and lost potential. Since developing this concept, she's incorporated her positive tools into many books. Very popular is her fictional diary for girls, The Truth, I'm a Girl, I'm Smart, and I Know Everything. Let's welcome Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Laura. I'm delighted to be with you.
Oh, I am really pleased to have you here, too. We were talking before the show started about, you know, happiness and fun and the things that bring joy into our lives. And that's really been what your work has been about for the last, 20 years or so?
That's right. That's right. Ever since I decided that there might just be something a little bit off in the focus of the typical treatment room. What I finally decided was, yes, what was off was that both the clinician and the patient, the woman coming to see the therapist for some advice or help, we're looking to see what's wrong with her,
right,
rather than looking to see what her problems are, but also what is right, mm-hmm, and what can be reclaimed and found again or invented for the first time that really is right for this particular person.
And so what you did was when this kind of occurred, well, it wasn't when it occurred to you, it's something that had been bothering you all
right
along, but ultimately what you did is you started interviewing women.
Right, but actually when I interviewed women who weren't in my practice, I was more like a Nancy Drew sleuth who didn't quite know where she was going. But I felt something was wrong, and I wanted to see with interviewing women not in my practice, because you don't want to pester people once they're in your practice. They
right,
come for
right
a reason. Trying to find out more. Was it the messages you received in childhood, like your brother's going to go to college, but you can go to commercial high school or whatever it is? Was it the way you were treated by parents growing up? You were told you're not pretty or you're beautiful. All you have, you know, just go out there and wow them. Whatever it is, was it something that you heard or some secret in the family? What made you you? And as I questioned women, and I had thrown in an extra question, just, I don't know, just almost to relax the woman, and it was, when do you feel best? When are you happiest? When do you have most fun? And I would kind of word it for each woman until she caught it. And people started to tell me the most amazing things, like, I'm happiest when I'm in my garden in the morning and I'm checking for weeds and I'm pulling up weeds and I'm looking at my tomato plants and I don't have to hear my husband, you know, reading his newspaper, eating his cereal. I'm just in my own space. Or I love when the grandchildren come over and I tell stories and we reminisce and I show them pictures. Or I was happiest when I got to go to my grandmother's house after school. This was a good one, a very unusual one. And she would let me put on the TV, and I would dance the rock and roll with a doorknob. And I would move the door in and out, holding the doorknob in order to pretend I had a partner to rock and roll dance. You know, and so amazing things started to come out, some from childhood, some right now. And what I began to realize is that even the most the women who had the most difficult growing up and maybe a bad marriage or a disabled child, whatever it was, everyone had their secret way to happiness, except that they didn't really always claim it. Like, I had to drag it out of them, and it was almost as we talked that they recognized it. And this was my aha moment. This is when I realized, oh my God, we have let our own joy kind of suffer and get lost in the soup. And sometimes we don't even recognize it, except we need, you know, until someone helps draw it out of us.
Right. Well, it's, I think you and I were talking offline about something similar where, you know, we're told it's not important. Being happy isn't what's important, at least for those of us that are older mm-hmm. these days. Mm-hmm. I think growing up, that wasn't what our focus was. You know, it wasn't that we were supposed to grow up to be happy. We were supposed to grow up to have a good job or have mm-hmm. a good marriage or have a, you know, have children or, you know, whatever. Right.
Right.
So, It wasn't valued. And so I think that we just put aside so many of those things that did create joy for us. And you're right. We even forget what they were.
A lot of my clients, you know, I'll say, well, what do you most enjoy doing? And they'll sort of steer at me like, well, let's see, 20 years ago, I went to see a Broadway show. I liked that. You know?
Right, right.
That's too long and that's too little, because what people don't understand is that being happy isn't just to become narcissistic or self-centered. Being happy releases the energies so that we have enough energy to be productive, to take care of the aging parent, to take care of the baby, to make a salary and come home and still make dinner. You know, all the things that revolve around a life, that being happy is like the fuel in a gas tank.
And Barbara, that is a really great point. And we need to take a quick break, but I want to talk more about that when we come back, because so many of us feel like we don't deserve to feel happy. Right. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Dr. Barbara about happiness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, author of The Enchanted Self. And before we continue with our conversation, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Barbara. So, Barbara, can you give information about your website, how people can find you?
One of the simplest ways is enchantedself.com. That's one word, enchantedself.com. And another way is Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, psychologist and author on Facebook. So if you just type that in, I'll come up on Facebook. And then as far as my books for girls, look up thetruthforgirls.com, thetruthforgirls.com. And you'll find out all about those books, which maybe we'll chat about in a little while.
Yeah, we'll talk about those a little bit later in the show, too, so people can know what those are about. And, you know, I've been to your website, and there's tons of stuff there, so it really is a great resource for people.
Great.
So, before the break, we were talking about that, you know, a lot of times people feel like they don't even deserve to be happy, or they don't even remember how to be happy, or what, you know, what they used to do or experience that led them to be happy. And you were saying that really happiness is good for us because it gives us this more energy, but it's also good for those around us too. There's this, I don't even know what they call it, this happiness factor where, you know, if I'm happier, then it affects people three degrees away from me as well. So that's another good reason to be happy or choose happiness. But maybe we can talk a little bit about what are some of the tools that you've developed that can help people if they're realizing that they're really not in this place of experiencing much happiness.
I'm glad to talk about that, but I first want to just mention, since I am a therapist for many years, the dark side of not being happy is more than just having perhaps less energy. It actually can be anxiety and can even lead into true depression, so that it can be extremely debilitating to not enrich your life with a sense of pleasure and well-being. So the very people that you love and care about, including yourself, is hopefully number one. Put on your own oxygen mask first. It's really a critical subject. Now, how do we get there? Well, there are several ways that I use that have really helped women over the years. One of them is a very simple way that is really an exercise. I'm telling you, but it's already an exercise. And that is, if I ask a woman to simply go back in time to a time in her life when she felt pretty good, which could be yesterday, or it could be when she was 8 years old. That depends. Go back to that time and take some time jotting down on a piece of paper or your iPhone or however you do it in today's world, some of the following. Some of your interests that you enjoy doing or enjoy doing. Some of what might be your talents, and not to be hard on yourself. Be very soft. So if you enjoy playing the piano with one hand, that's a talent from my end. Yeah, I'm not talking about you making it to Carnegie Hall. So we have
it's
interest.
About what you enjoy doing, not
exactly.
what you are talented at.
Right. Right. And so we have interests and talents, and also what you feel at that point, that time in your life was a potential. In other words, I love to take ballet at 10, and it was a potential that I could become a dancer if I got enough training. Now, in fact, I may never have gotten the training, so I didn't become a dancer, but the potential was there.
Right.
So you want to look at your potentials. And also, you know, if you're doing it from yesterday, what are some of my potentials now? Let's say I never finished my senior year of college, but it's still a potential that I could get that degree. So you
right.
have to think in terms whatever stage of life. And then you simply want to do daydreaming around what you've put on your own list to pick one or two things that you either want to make sure you do more of. Like, let's say I love going to plays. Well, you may want to really go to a play every month this year. You know, that's a goal.
Right.
So you want to pick a couple of things that you either want to do more of or you want to reinvent something. So, okay, I never became a dancer. I'm 50 pounds overweight, whatever it is. It doesn't mean that I can't take line dancing. It doesn't mean I can't go and do square dancing. It doesn't mean I can't do Zumba. It doesn't mean I can't go to the Y and just begin to limber up. You know, there's a whole host of things. So do I really want to stand on my toes at 55 anyway?
Right.
You know,
Yes.
So this, the reinvention of oneself is so critical to happiness. And those people who are happy find ways, okay, so I'm not so good at walking 6 miles a day, but I still love to go to a lodge that's in the woods and still be with nature in the summer. That's a reinvention of the self.
So would you say that part of that, the reinvention piece, is taking those feelings that you had when you were doing that thing years ago or whenever it was,
mm-hmm.
and then finding ways that you can recreate that
right.
in today's environment.
Exactly. You know, like I love to decorate a Christmas tree. Well, there's no way I'm getting on a step stool now. Okay, so fine. You know, you might want to make some decorations. You may want to just be with people while they're decorating and you're making the popcorn string, whatever it is. You know, we get so locked in that we can't do something so it's gone. No,
right.
A lot of things are not gone if we just have some creative urge that we're willing to bring to them.
Well, and I do just want to highlight, too, that you've primarily worked with women, and so you were saying women, but men can do this, too. I mean, this is not a gender-specific thing.
Yeah. Absolutely not. And some of my most successful clients have been men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking of one man who, after a tumultuous marriage and many true things that we worked on in his therapy that I'm not going to go into, but on the plus side of my work to get him to freeing his happiness channel that still existed in him was the purchase of a piano, an inexpensive upright piano. It may have even been used. That he could then lose himself in returning to a little bit of skill. Maybe he had a couple of years of piano, but, you know, it was very relaxing to him, and it took him to really helpful places emotionally, like you with your meditation stuff in the beginning.
Right,
and,
right.
And so this is one of the things I do. The other thing I do that's very helpful and it's very simple, I do have a little book that's called Seven Gateways to Happiness, so I want our audience to realize they can actually read about what I'm talking about, is I have found very, very simple ways to frame seven aspects of happiness, all of which help you, and you can go in and out of them almost any time you feel like it. The first one is really what we're talking about. It's building your self-esteem. So I'm going to leave that because we've kind of covered that through getting back to your talents and interests.
Right.
The second one is fun in generational family life, and that is figuring out the story, your story, also your family story, the generational stories. What is your life all about? There's an interesting tale in everybody's life. Now, you know, you might be the first person who's not alcoholic. It may be that kind of story that you're proud of, or it may be more the type of thing of going back on the websites where you can find where your great-grandparents came in, you know, what ship they were on, imagining how they lived, seeing if you or your kids have any of the same traits that maybe they had, even though you never knew them personally. You know, all of that kind of fun. The third gateway is making sure you learn to meet your needs. You know, in other words, if you're a couple discussing life insurance and your husband says, well, gee, it costs $200 a month to keep life insurance for you, and you think that maybe I'm worth $200 a month in case you drop dead, you have to have the courage to think, you know how to say, well, I think that's important because of this and this and this, and maybe say it with tact because you really want him to be alive. You know, the whole thing. It takes some genius to relate in our daily chores of life. But that's what gets us ahead. And those people that manage to go to night school at night and finally become a nurse or learn how to learn computer skills or learn how to do wood shop and make something that might sell, you know, they've taken their interest into something that's hard work, but the payoff is moving ahead in life.
And they love doing it as well.
Yeah.
And so that goes into it. Well, it's time for us to take another quick break. So we'll go over the rest of the gateways to happiness after this break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Dr. Barbara will share the rest of the gateways to happiness. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, author of The Enchanted Self, as well as a couple of other books. And right before the break, Barbara was taking us through the seven gateways to happiness. And we're just going to finish those up real quickly because there are a couple of other really great things we want to share with you. So, Barbara, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Well, the fourth gateway is pleasure, bringing fun, rejuvenation, happiness into your life. And that's what we're talking about. So I think I've said enough on it already, but just make sure you reach for that gateway every single day, even if it's for 10 minutes. And then the fifth gateway is staying in touch with people, socializing, because it can be very depressing and move us toward depression if we withdraw, and we tend to withdraw when we're not happy, so it can be a vicious circle.
Right.
So I press you, when you don't feel like talking to a friend, that's probably the night to call her or someone you trust enough, you know.
Right.
Sometimes
yes.
You need the right person. Then the sixth gateway is be a mentor and look for mentors. We don't know everything, but we know a lot. We need to learn from others, but we also need to value ourselves enough to know we can teach others. And then the last gateway is the old one out of the ancient history of the Bible and religion and so on, which is do a good deed. If you don't know what to do, do something right. Do something helpful to someone. Smile, offer your time, get a present for someone. Not only does research show that all of that is going to make the other person and you happier, but you're going to get more in touch with what you like, what you enjoy doing, so you can keep repeating it. And that's it. And if you want to know more, as I said, read my little book, The Seven Gateways to Happiness. And that's it. I'm delighted to share it.
Great. And people can go to the website, enchantedself.com, and you've got the seven gateways to happiness there, just the summary of them as well.
Yes, I do. So
for visual people like me, that's very helpful, too.
And all the books are on Amazon, too, that we're talking about.
Oh, okay. So Amazon as well. So what we really wanted to move into was talking a little bit about how this enchanted self idea affected you, what you discovered about yourself, and how that is showing up in your life these days.
Yeah, well, I'm a real person just like everyone else. And once these women started to tell me all these things, I really went inside myself and recognized that not only had I run away from a lot of the things I really liked to do, but I had not even noticed that I had let them go. And so I intentionally tried to get a lot of them back. And for me, that meant a lot of the creative side of me, the part that wasn't worried about making a living and falling into something that, I got into psychology for lots of right reasons, but I started as a teacher and my parents said, you better find a way to make a living. So I had to think about leaving philosophy and drama, which I had really loved, because they weren't going to support me anymore. Typical story.
Right.
So I got back into a lot of stuff, acting, writing, poetry, and it ended up that actually I started the first website, I think, in the world for women around mental health, self-care, positive thinking, called The Enchanted Self. This site has been up, I think, 16 years now.
Wow,
I've lost track.
That is a long time.
But it is one of the original sites that all came out of the amount of energy and feeling of pride and hope that I got from the other women stirring me up. And where has it led to today? Well, I'm very excited because it's really led to me becoming a fiction writer. And I'm proud and excited. One of my books, The Truth, I'm a Girl, I'm Smart, and I Know Everything, which is a girl's diary where she writes her real feelings and her sense of pride and her hopes about herself, her ups and downs, her first crush, all the upsetting things too, comes out of really recognizing what kids need, but also a format, a fictional format that is perfect for me, that I loved writing. And now it's been picked up by a major publishing house in New York. It'll be out in an even longer edition next summer.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's very exciting, and it's currently out on you'll see it on Amazon. Little orange book, and girls love it because it's an easy read and it's fun, and they can sit with their mothers and grandmothers and answer questions later that are in the back of the book, where everybody gets to share more, and you get to see your mother's pretty real too, you know.
Right.
And so that has been such fun. And then the other thing is that it came to me that I could go beyond kids writing, and I got this plot, this complicated plot in my mind with a girlfriend one day at lunch about a romance mystery that had spiritual overtones, where two beautiful women in their probably later 40s spend a month in Jerusalem and have all sorts of mystery adventures and meet this very strange mystery woman that fascinates them and almost hypnotizes them. And the woman that's married gets involved with an old boyfriend that contacts her on Facebook, and the woman that's single and has left a boyfriend behind meets a fascinating stranger from India. Oh, it just goes on and on. So,
I'm very impressed because I don't think fiction writing is something I could ever do. That would not be fun for me. It would be torturous for me because these plots, that's not my form of creativity. But I'm so excited that you're you're really stepping out in that
way. I am. I just want to say the title is Next Year in Jerusalem. And if you Google, you'll find that. And that's also available in installments on Amazon. The first two parts are out, and the third will be out in about a month. So, I'm amazed. And I don't know. I mean, a lot of things have freed up. You know, that old thing about don't wait till you're 85 to wear purple.
Right.
That poem. Well, I think that the gift of the enchanted self is that it has made me and those that I teach more comfortable to really be themselves and not embarrassed and not put off if your husband insults you for the moment or your kid says that's stupid. You know, we all face all those sorts of things.
Right.
And, you know, I love to dress sort of like a gypsy when I was 18. And if you see me now, I still dress the same way now, you know. And I don't give a darn, you know. I mean, another psychologist can come out wearing a nice little suit, but I am going to fling that big scarf and put a flower in my hair if I feel like it. And why not?
Well, and I will tell you, as we sit here doing this interview, I am wearing purple.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's my favorite color. And I really have gotten to that place as well. I don't think I was too far from that place in terms of how I dressed, but in terms of wearing what I like to wear. But I love to wear bright colors. And, you know, again, sometimes people don't always think it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What? I mean, really, who cares what you're wearing? It's how it makes you feel, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, I'm sorry to say that we are coming to an end with our little chat today. So before we go, can you please again share, Barbara, how people can find you and your books?
You can always Google me, Barbara Becker Holstein. I'll come up. You can find me at enchantedself.com or thetruthforgirls.com. Facebook, Dr. Barbara Becker Holstein, psychologist, writer. And if you want to write to me personally, DR for doctor, DR Barbara at enchantedself.com.
Well, thank you so much. I've really had a fun time having our chat today.
Thank you, Laura. It was such a pleasure. You're wonderful. You brought the best out of me. I love it.
Well, great. I'm glad that we could do it together. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, knowing when it's time to quit and when it's not. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, and you can find out more about Dr. Barbara at EnchantedSelf.com. Some other ways to get help to move forward in your life and live a happier life. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and on Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHO, and of course, always at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. We've had some really great guests on the show, just like Dr. Barbara today, and you can listen to archives at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts, then sign up for the newsletter, and you can find the sign up in the right sidebar at the top of the page. Well, earlier in the show, I was talking about knowing when it's time to quit something and that I had signed up for this 10-week course and I had signed up for it with a friend of mine. And we went for the first time. It was last Tuesday and it's 10 weeks long. I just said that. 3 hours a week for 10 weeks. And midway through that first session, I'm like, I don't even feel like I want to be here. And I talked to my friend about it at the time because I'm like, okay, so am I feeling that because this just doesn't interest me or this isn't for me? Or am I feeling that because I'm got some resistance going on? Because sometimes we can need to find out some information that we don't necessarily want to know because it triggers something in us. And so I'm like, am I feeling resistance or am I just feeling not into this? Well, what that led me to do was to spend the past week deciding if I was going to continue or not. And I didn't think about it every day, but I did come to a conclusion last night and I'm not going to continue, but I'll tell you about that in a minute. But some of the things I thought about why was this a big deal to me was that I grew up with the idea that you never quit once you make a commitment to something. If I say I'm going to do something, then I'm going to do it come hell or high water. And in college, I had a couple of semesters where I took more than a full load of credits. And the first semester, it was great. The second semester, it was too hard. I couldn't do it. And I struggled and struggled with the idea of quitting. And I actually had a pretty amazing aha when I really just couldn't manage it and I had to drop a class because I was worried that my mother was going to be disappointed in me. And so I go home at Thanksgiving and I tell her, oh, I ended up dropping that class. And she's like, oh, well, that sounds like that was a smart choice. And I'm like, what was I worried about? So much of it for me is based upon what I think other people expect of me. And I can give you tons of examples when I didn't quit and I really should have, when I followed through to the bitter end because I said I would and it didn't benefit me or benefit anybody else. But with this class this past week, I really was given the opportunity to weigh okay, is it in my benefit to continue this or not? Am I wanting to run away from something I don't want to see, which has happened to me in the past as well, or is this just not something for me? And in this particular case, I really came to the conclusion that I just wasn't really interested in it. It was teaching things I already knew. And, you know, sometimes it's good to get a refresher, but sometimes it's just like, been there, done that. I don't really need to do this again. And what I realized was that it was Monday evening, and I hadn't looked at the notebook since Tuesday evening, and there was homework I was supposed to do, and here it was 6 days later. So that was kind of a clue to me that, I hadn't even thought about it. It wasn't like I was avoiding it. I just hadn't even thought about it. So for you, some rules of thumb, when you run up against something where you feel like you want to quit, even though you've made a commitment to it, here are some things to go through to ask yourself. First of all, notice if you feel like quitting. Sometimes we just go through the whole process because we said we would, but notice if you feel like you want to quit. Then ask yourself why. Why is it that I don't want to continue to do this? And also ask yourself what's keeping me from quitting, like those childhood messages I was talking about what quitting means. Notice how you feel emotionally. So this is the part where it's going to highlight if you really just don't want to do it, or if there's some resistance and there's really something there for you to learn. So if you're feeling really excited about it, of course, you're not going to feel like you want to quit, right? You won't even be thinking about quitting if you're feeling excited about it. If you're feeling dread about it, now that might be something to look at. Why do I feel dread about this? There might be something there that you need to look at, that you need to learn. Or with me, I was just feeling bored with it. Okay, well, that was kind of a clue. No, I don't need to continue this. And then you need to ask yourself, what are the consequences of quitting? Because sometimes we have to do something because we need the end result. For instance, when you're going to college, there are certain classes you might have to take that aren't even in your field. They're for general, you know, for making you a more rounded person. And so you can't quit because you can't graduate if you quit. And there are other things like that in life. Maybe even at work, there's a seminar you need to go to, and it's not something you're particularly interested in, but you need to get the certification in order to do your job. So ask yourself what the consequences are, because in those cases, yeah, you just stick with it and you go through it because you want to get to the end result. But if the answer is that the consequences are minimal or none at all, really the consequences are just that I won't finish doing this, then there's no reason to not to quit. So that's my little kind of 5-point things to ask yourself and decide if you want to quit something or if you should quit something that you've committed yourself to. Just a couple of announcements before we finish up today. I do want to remind you that there's an active Facebook page where guests are commenting, as well as other, I don't like to call them fans, but whatever we call them now on Facebook pages, other people who like the page. So we have these conversations that are spurred on by the topics that guests are talking about. So I would love for you to come and join us on Facebook, on thelauralongleyshow.com. You can also read blog posts and listen to audio from the podcasts of previous shows. And I would really love to have you email me with your suggestions for the show at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. And this can be guests you'd like to see on the show, topics that you would like to have addressed on the show, or even feedback. You know, if you really loved something or you really hated something, then I'd really like to know that. It's great for me when I'm planning for the future to know what resonates for people and what doesn't resonate for them so much. I think that's the end of our announcements. I want to thank my guest today. today, Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, for sharing such great information on happiness and just having fun in life. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday, my guest will be Cowabunga Dude, Brad Morris, on Living a Cowabunga Life, How to Truly Go for Your Dreams. So tune in at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. I hope you can join us. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit LauraLongley.net. Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.